releasing a four-part series this week on the four pillars of WeShape. As many of you know, Tyler and I are the co-founders of WeShape. We used to run a body transformation company, and we watched thousands of people lose weight and feel crappy about themselves. And we just realized there was a huge, we just kind of woke up to this issue in the fitness industry around toxic exercise and toxic diet culture. And we said, whoa, I can't believe we were a part of that. We got to turn the ship here. Mm-hmm. So when people come to us, they're like, yeah, we're not happy either. And the diets haven't worked and the exercise plans haven't worked and we don't know what to do. And I'm like, let's start with these four pillars. We believe that these four pillars allow people to kind of think about their wellness journey in a very different way. And today's pillar, we've already talked about movement. We've talked about intention. And today we're going to be talking about community. Okay. Community is a huge piece of this.
Yeah.
And I want to start, I always open with this when I talk about community, because when we were developing the four pillars, I had by no coincidence stumbled upon Wendy Suzuki's data on, she's a neuroscientist who talked about some data around community. Mm-hmm. And it was just no coincidence that I was stumbling upon this as we were developing the pillars. And when I heard it, I said, we knew community was important, but this really solidified it to me. So she was looking at like longevity. Mm-hmm. And she was trying to figure out all the pieces that contributed to one living a long life.
Yeah.
And she was like, I was certain it was going to be exercise at the top. And it was not.
Right.
And what it was community, a sense of community. And she further explained what that meant, which was not having 10 best friends.
Mm-hmm.
It was even the smallest interaction with the barista at your coffee shop. It was a sense of belonging to a community.
Right.
And so I go to the same coffee shop every day. Yeah. How you doing? Like it's small talk, but we kind of know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's what she's even talking about. Yeah. So when we have been misled to think, we basically have summarized our wellness to diet and exercise. And we're here to tell you that that's actually not even scientifically true.
Exactly.
So community is vital. And when you are unsubscribing from those old messages and you are going down a different path, one that's more rooted in self, mm-hmm. you are going to be faced with old messages popping in all the time that want to take over.
Yeah.
And one of the pieces of medicine, in my opinion, to that is to join a community like WeShape that can support you in this new path.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Lisa, do you, or Tyler,
sorry,
do you want?
I just wanted to comment on that, right? Because I think that that's such a big point that you just made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've talked about movement instead of exercise,
right?
And that's already a paradigm shift in most people's understanding of like why they're showing up to do a workout in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talked about intention and changing your intention from I want to lose weight to how do I show up for myself? Like, why am I here? And really finding that deep intrinsic why. And now that we got to community, it's so important, because if you go out in the world and say, oh, I found this company, WeShape, and they're trying to help us feel better about ourselves and not care about all these looks and things like that, you're going to be met with a lot of people who are going to try to pull you down, right?
Yeah.
It's that classic story about the crabs in a barrel, right?
Mm-hmm.
When one crab starts to climb out to the edge of the barrel, he reaches the rim, he starts to climb out, and what happens? One of them grabs him and pulls him back in. You don't even have to put a lid on the crabs in a barrel because they pull each other in. And unfortunately, that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what happens right now. So as you start to show up and find more appreciation for self instead of judgment for self, what you're doing is you're putting a mirror in front of somebody and saying, do you want to appreciate yourself with me? And they're like, I don't know if I can.
Right.
It's too scary. I'm too comfortable with the self-judgment, the self-hatred.
Yeah.
And oftentimes that can result in maybe not having quite the dynamic or experience that you probably are used to having or want to have with them. And it's difficult. And so having a community of people who are on the same journey with you is so essential.
We'll be back in just a moment.
As a reminder, the Feeling Lighter podcast is a part of WeShape, a fitness app that is taking a very different approach. And I wanted to let everyone know about our upcoming Best Moves for You masterclass that WeShape is hosting that you can sign up for free. Take a look at weshape.com/class or click the link in the show notes.
And now back to the Feeling Lighter podcast.
And even more than that, too, like when we host challenges, when we do live calls in WeShape, this is like a lot of our community. We also have, you know, an integrated social app where people can write and comment with each other. But what I see more than anything is when we get on a big Zoom call and there's hundreds of people there and somebody raises their hand and shares about their experience.
Yep.
I see comments coming in like crazy of people saying, me too. Me too. Yep. Me too. And that's the biggest thing I see with community is people feel alone.
Yeah.
And if you start to change things about yourself and work on growing, you start to feel even more alone.
Yep.
But when people share their struggles, you start to realize, wait, I thought everyone else was good and I was messed up. And you start to realize we're all messed up and we're struggling. And that's okay. And so it's just that ability to watch somebody else and hear somebody else and connect with other people or share your own story and be edified in that, that allows you to realize that community and being held by others is such an important pillar when it comes to you being able to grow and show up for yourself again.
And it's reminding me, we've had a therapist
on.
Literally.
Yeah.
Were you going to say that?
Absolutely.
Where it was, you go ahead, Lisa, what she said about the suffering.
Well, yeah, she was talking about how suffering is, you know, just challenging for anyone, right? But more challenging in suffering is to suffer alone or to feel like you're alone. Mm-hmm. And so having people that can sit with you, hold space for you, a community that can support you. I do these same coaching calls that Tyler's talking about, and it is so beautiful to watch the people come together, for someone to open up and share some vulnerability or some trigger or some stress, and then for someone to comment, you're going to be okay. I've been there too. Same thing happened to me. Oh my God, I was going to ask the same question. It is beautiful and it is life-changing. Whenever you, I mean, just this, life is hard, right? Life-ing, adulting is challenging. Like, there's so, we're parents, we're running businesses. Oh my God, like it's hard. But knowing that there are other people that support you and that are going through the same things and that can encourage you. But you're right, when we start this when I started my anti-diet journey, it was very isolating.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the people in my community at the time were very much, you know, on the diet train.
Yeah.
And so making this abrupt shift, and it was abrupt for a lot of people, this shift in my thought processes on movement and, you know, eating and things of that nature, it did feel like I was alone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, before I came to WeShape, I started to curate a community through social media. Believe it or not, social media has some good impact.
It does. Yeah.
But I was able to create a community there with like-minded individuals. And when I started tapping into more people who shared my thought processes on what movement should look like, what fitness really is about, what wellness is really about, it changed everything. I felt empowered. Mm. I felt seen. I felt understood. And I felt like, oh, I can do this work now. You know, it was like my armor. Like I put on my cape then. I was like, oh, I can help other people with this. And because I know there are more people that I can lean on for information, for education, for support, for kindness, you know, to re-empower me and reinforce what I know. Yeah, all the inspiration. So community is so important. And it's so beautiful to be a part of what we're doing here at WeShape, because I think people come to the program, like I said, they might just be like, oh, I need to move more, or, you know, I want to lose weight or whatever. But when they get in there, it's like a
surprise.
It's like, oh, no, you're about to get community support, and you're about to learn how to take better care of yourself from a place of love, and you're about to everything, not just your physical health and your diet and eating. We are going to be talking about your emotional well-being, your spiritual well-being, your mental well-being, and it changes everything. So community is huge, and I'm just, you know, honored to be connected with WeShape for that reason alone, honestly.
And that type of energy is contagious.
Yes.
So if you're the first in your friend group to come and have this perception shift, you become a beacon of light for other people to have this shift. And like, oh, we don't, you know, I talk a lot about, so our podcast host, used to be a host actually, but our podcast coordinator, Nina, she and I have been friends for, I don't know, 15 years. And the start of our friendship was all centered around what diet we were doing that month.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a great friendship, and it was, she was one of my dear friends, but the friendship that we have now is so different.
Yeah.
It's full of like, it's okay. You're perfect as you are. Mm-hmm. I'm here for you. Like, it's not rooted in those other things that are driven by self-hatred and shame. It's like rooted in care and kindness and love for one another.
Yeah.
And so I've watched that, you know, us be able to trickle that out into other friendships too. And people feel that. So you can be the person in your community who's like, yeah, I've tried this other path, and I'm going to go down this way now. And people will feel that. And ultimately, that's what people want anyway when they want weight loss.
Right.
Is they want that feeling of love and value. And if we can go and be supported in that way, you're going to spread that energy and love to other people, and they're going to feel that and want it too. So
that's a great point.
You mentioned something that I would love to just touch on, which is like you can be that beacon of light, and also people might not want to join you in that.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
And I think there's a couple things here that are worth mentioning. Is one, if you're going to go down this path, if you're listening to this podcast, then you're already aware of kind of this toxic weight loss society, the fitness industry, et cetera. And what's really difficult about that knowledge is it's pretty hard to unsee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like everywhere. Once you see it, you're not going to be like, well, actually, I'll just go back. You know yeah. what I mean? Because you're going to be aware that
well, because
you're
stuck you know what's harming you.
Yeah. You know
at that point.
You,
it's like
right?
self-inflicted at that point. Yeah.
And so like you're going to have to look at your communities and you're going to have to ask the question, like what communities are going to be able to join me in this and what communities are actually trying to keep me in this.
Mm-hmm.
And you might have to make some really difficult decisions at the end of the day. But that's where I think that something like WeShape can be really helpful.
Yeah.
And I think that people should be aware that like you don't have to do a lot to feel that sense of community, right? Like I'm somebody who's struggled with finding a sense of community in the past. And it's always like, you know, I'll just go it alone. And I'll just, you know, this kind of internal thoughts that you get, right, that you kind of think are going to support you along the way. And at the end of the day, if you just show up and listen to other people, mm-hmm. right? You don't even have to do anything. Just show up and listen to other people. You know, we have these Zoom calls. Turn your camera off.
Right.
Mute your mic, right? Go for a walk and just listen.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. that listening can help connect you with people that will support you.
Absolutely.
And as Katie said in the beginning of this, the people that you know at your favorite local restaurants or grocery stores or coffee shops or whatever, like just giving them a big smile and mm-hmm. saying hello, getting to know their name, telling them your name, like just starting to build that sense of there's people around me that know me, mm-hmm. that care for me, that if I went missing would be like, where's Bill or whatever, right.
right?
So I think that it can be handled in so many ways, building that strong community.
Yeah. It's so important. It's a very important pillar. So I love that advice of like it, you know, just getting to know the people in your community, mm-hmm. even with a smile and a hello.
Yeah.
I see you every week here when I pick up my groceries and hi, how you doing? You know, yeah. I think it can be so powerful. And the research is showing us
yeah.
that it's the number one thing that contributes to this quality long life. So
can yeah. I say one more thing? I think that's because loneliness is an epidemic.
It is.
Yeah.
I think people are really, really lonely.
They
want connection and they don't really want superficial connection. Mm-hmm. They want depth. They want vulnerability. They want to be seen for who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the anti, you know, loneliness is a sense of community.
Yeah,
right?
It is. Absolutely.
And just leaning into it in any way that you possibly can, mm-hmm. because it will serve you so well in the long run.
Yeah, we weren't made to do this thing alone.
No.
We were not.
Well, if you're listening to this and you're part of the WeShape community, we'll see you on one of our community calls. If you're not, we hope to see you soon.
Yeah.
The community calls are wonderful. We have them most days of the week. Different types of calls. We have guest experts that come in that do Q&As. Lisa and Tyler do calls on movement. We have, you know, other people, Kaysen leading calls on just like community and building friendships. And so we got the community here for you. We have your back.
Yeah.
So thank you all for listening, and we will see you next time for the fourth pillar.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you enjoyed today's show. Now, before you go, it would mean a lot to us if you could take a moment right now to subscribe to the podcast and then leave us a review. This helps spread the word so more people can feel lighter by shedding one belief at a time. Also, we want to hear from you. So if this episode impacted you or you have any questions that you think would be great for us or any of our future guests, please feel free to email us at podcast@weshape.com. And finally, if you want to try WeShape's different approach to health and fitness, remember that right now you can sign up for WeShape's Feel Good Challenge and get access to everything WeShape has to offer for free. Just click the link in our podcast description or go to weshape.com/challenge to sign up.